Your morning team show on WSDW.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood's pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Sing it, Dolly Parton.
Working out.
On your morning team show, Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. We're online and we're on air in studio, Dave and Pat and Charlie. And in his home studio, Art Lewis, he's rocking out the Dolly Parton, aren't you, Art Lewis?
Oh, rocking right with you, yep.
Still remains 40 years later one of the greatest comedic movies of all time.
It really does.
It stands up still.
It was, it was.
And a great song
to go with it.
And you certainly recognize Dolly Parton. And how about, I'm sure you also enjoy this one, Art Lewis, one of your favorite artists.
Getting more than just a re-up, baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up.
Oh, yeah.
Little Britney Spears.
Oh, that's Britney.
That's Britney. Remember Womanizer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
So, yesterday at this time, you might remember, we played some Guar for you.
Yes.
Because the state of Virginia and the removal of the statue of Robert E. Lee, some were suggesting that perhaps the front man for Guar, the late Odorous Arungus, that's the statue that should be there.
Uh-huh.
Well, from Tennessee, there is a change.org petition that is asking for Confederate memorials to be removed and Dolly Parton.
Hey.
The statue of Dolly Parton, a true Tennessee hero, as she's described in the petition.
She is.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and the Tennessee State House are asked to replace Confederate monuments with statues of the country singer who has worked her entire life to bring us closer together.
Hey.
Aside from her beautiful music, which has touched the hearts and lives of millions, Dolly Parton's philanthropic heart has unquestionably changed the world for the better, according to the change.org petition.
Ah.
They get into the Dollywood Foundation and other things that she's done, organizations that she's done to help out the Red Cross. And Dolly Parton, as it says, has given more to this country and this state than those Confederate officers could have ever hoped to take away. How about that?
All right.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then from Louisiana.
I'm going to guess this is Britney.
Britney Spears.
All right.
A petition.
Not quite the same category, but anyway.
Well, according to Britney Spears fans, replace Confederate statues in New Orleans with statues of Louisiana hero Britney Spears. There's another change.org petition addressed to the governor and four other state officials. Before becoming one of the world's most important and influential pop legends, Britney Spears was living life in a small southern town by the name of Kentwood, Louisiana. Not only has Britney proved her talent, but she's proven her strength of character. She's overcome highly publicized mental breakdowns, but continuously supports improving herself, an inspiration to millions.
Yeah.
And then they go into her philanthropic contributions and what her foundation has done, especially when it came to raising money for other organizations like the Red Cross.
Of course.
If I were going to put up a statue in New Orleans, it might be Harry Connick Jr., but not.
Ooh, there's a good one.
Well, okay.
That's a good one.
Well, if you'd like to start your own petition,
yes, you
are welcome to. So there.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, there's, from Odorous Arungus to Dolly Parton to Britney Spears, all this, they flow smoothly off the tongue together, don't they? We'll see.
Yes, they do.
We'll see that these petitions have any power. Anyway.
I bet you, I could see the Dolly Parton one.
I could see
that one.
I could see Dolly.
Yeah.
And maybe if it's not for all of Louisiana, maybe in her hometown of Kentwood.
Aren't statues, though, for people who have passed on?
Generally, I think.
Yeah, generally, that's how it is.
You have to.
If you're Britney, you would hope that you're going to be around a lot longer.
And Dolly's still with us.
Well, Dolly.
So the question then is to Dolly. Right. The question to Dolly is, how bad do you want a statue?
Yeah.
Well, she could probably fund it herself, too.
Yes, probably.
And Britney could, too, for that matter.
Yeah,
they both could.
That might
there you go.
Further
there you go.
Endear themselves to their hometowns. I'll pay for my own statue.